Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, July 27th, 2026 edition. This story about the endorsement, the money, huge amounts of money, almost $60 million by six different PACs supporting Haley Stevens. Well, again, Friday afternoon, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, via a video, came out and endorsed Haley Stevens over Abdul El Sayed, mentioning, of course, that the two of them share the same guiding principles of, quote, getting stuff done for Michigan, quote, unquote. Stevens said in response to the endorsement, quote, Governor Whitmer embodies what it means to be that woman from Michigan and everything that makes our state so special. Governor Whitmer is authentically Michigan, and I could not be more honored to have her endorsement for the U.S. Senate. Let's go win, end quote, said Stephen. Well, looking at the numbers, El Sayed reported having $2.3 million donated to his campaign from July 1st to July 15th, bringing his campaign funds to $14.49 million. In fact, El Sayed actually raised more money than the Stevens campaign during the same time period, beating her by $888,393. El Sayed went beyond the disclosure by announcing Wednesday that he's actually raised $3.3 million for the entire month of July, a week later, until July 22nd at that point. But that number is not directly comparable to Stevens' FEC figure for July 1st through July 22nd. Stevens raised $9.86 million. However, when you figure the amount along with the PAC money, puts her well beyond the money El Sayed is going to have spent on his campaign. Interesting thing, though, about El Sayed's report, he received 3,104 different individuals, contributors to that campaign. However, out of the 3,104, only 1,226 of them live in the state of Michigan. So he's getting a lot of donations from outside the state. Why? Because he's using Act Blue. Act Blue has signed up El Sayed versus Stevens. But here's the problem that El Sayed is facing. Haley Stevens is sowing up all the support and endorsement from Michigan's top Democratic officials. The current and retiring U.S. Senator Gary Peters, Attorney General Dana Nessel, former Governor Jennifer Granholm, as well as former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, among others. El Sayed, however, locked up the backing of the UAW and a long list of progressive organizations that have weighed into this race. El Sayed, again, standing in front of the spirit of Detroit, said, Michigan is not for sale. El Sayed and a cluster of his supporters argued that Stevens has benefited from almost $60 million in outside spending, and that money doesn't come for free, saying that strings are attached to those PACs, special interest groups, and they will be controlling her like a puppet. You know what? That's very interesting. Because Perry Johnson, while speaking at Liberty Mountain USA on Saturday, said the exact same words about John James. Perry Johnson saying, I'm self-funding my campaign. I'm not taking money from anybody. John James has got all these PACs, special interest groups, and even asking the taxpayers of the state of Michigan to fund his campaign. Referencing, of course, John James applying for matching funds from us, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. Well, one thing that is really ticking off El Sayed, really ticking him off. American Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as APAC. El Sayed said earlier this month, when Stephen chose not to join nearly one half of the U.S. Congress people in the House of Representatives, United States Congress, who wanted and attempted to cut off the $3.3 billion in aid to Israel through State Department spending appropriation bill. APAC supporting and spending money for Stevens, while El Sayed condemned the outside spending favoring Stevens' campaign. Stevens' campaign fired back and criticized El Sayed for not disclosing all of his own financial assets. Well, El Sayed, promises to get darkness and money out of politics, but yet not supplying voters with all the public details about his personal wealth and where that personal wealth comes from. El Sayed campaign does say, though, that he intends to release such personal disclosures ahead of the August 4th primary, but has not done so as of yet, even with absentee ballots going out and in-person voting started this past Saturday. Mid-July, El Sayed did release his 2025 federal tax return, showing that himself and his wife made $686,069 last year, $130,749 in wages, $262,299 in capital gains, and another majority of his income, $292,881, from other income revenues. Kind of interesting. El Sayed said, while outside the spirit of Detroit, it's money against the many. And our history teaches us, from the sit-down strike to the march in Washington, that when the people stand together, we can prevail over power. But it's going to take hard work, and it's going to take solidarity. UAW board member Amber Love said, come join us as we stand with Abdul El Sayed to be the next senator from the state of Michigan. It's why me and my union brothers and sisters are knocking doors and putting up signs. So it appears El Sayed is doing more of a ground game, knocking doors, putting up signs, compared to Haley Stevens' campaign and her PACs running TV ads and mailers in the mailboxes. Well, El Sayed spent roughly about 5 minutes answering questions from the press. MERS News Service asked him this question. Have you ever said no to a 501c4 that wanted to support you because you didn't lack the transparency of the 501c4? El Sayed's answer, yes, but here it's more important. 501c4s don't come and ask me because they already know where I stand. Just because I've accepted money from them or support from them in the past doesn't mean they're going to support me now. For the record, I have never sat down and met with a corporate lobbyist. You know why? Because they already know where I stand. Actually, I don't even take those meetings in the first place. Detroit News asked them a question. Haley Stevens' campaign sent out a fake press release yesterday claiming to be from your campaign, saying that Mike Rogers has endorsed you. Do you have any reactions to this? And are you concerned about it? El Sayed says, lies generally concern me. And I think this really is more of a question for the Federal Election Commission. I think it's pretty clear they probably violated FEC election laws in doing that. But it's also a testament as to where their campaign is going. Fake press release that Mike Rogers, the Republican candidate, endorsed El Sayed. I love it. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled Killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me.
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart. Helps save the American automobile industry and can apply the same skills to get Michigan back on track. Perry Johnson for Michigan.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for governor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Longtime friend Trisha just sent me this flyer and actually repost from a Twitter X account. A pack of two redo. President Trump coming to Michigan today, Monday, July 27th at 11 a.m. the General Motors Proving Grounds down in Milford, Michigan. Well, it appears, according to this post, according to a pack of two redo, I don't even know who that is. I think John James is going to announce and name that he has chosen Mike Cox to be his lieutenant governor. James knew Livingston County was breaking for Cox. He said he would be very happy with his choice, whatever that means. Well, according to the MERS news story, 18,893 people have spoiled their ballot and have re-voted for either Perry Johnson or John James because Mike Cox dropped out of the race. 18,893 people who voted for maybe Perry Johnson can't spoil their ballot again. Why? Because in-person voting started on Saturday. You can't spoil your ballot anymore. In-person voting, along with absentee voting, has been going on for a while. In-person started on Saturday. The deadline was Friday, July 24th at 5 o'clock. So if he was going to make this announcement, Mike Cox to be his lieutenant governor, he should have done it when Mike Cox dropped out, which would motivate, enthuse Mike Cox voters to then spoil their ballot and vote for John James. But he didn't do that. And I believe, honestly, some of those Mike Cox supporters may have changed their minds and voted for Perry Johnson. So, very interesting story, Trisha. I appreciate you sending me the flyer. Doors opening at 11 o'clock here, basically in about 6 minutes, down at the General Motors Proving Ground in Milford, Michigan. Actually, I'm going to pull it up on Fox News right now, if they're not carrying it live, I'm going to pull up Right Side Broadcasting's YouTube channel. And we'll be monitoring that here in our third hour. Well, one of the things that I think is pretty interesting, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald, she ran at the endorsement convention for the Democrats to basically be their candidate for attorney general. Well, she said that she will not be supporting the Democrats' endorsed candidate, Ellie Savitt. Well, the question was asked of El Sayed, what's your reaction to Karen McDonald not supporting Ellie Savitt for attorney general, who she lost to at the endorsement convention? El Sayed said, I just want to say it's odd when you're unwilling to endorse a Jewish candidate for attorney general because you're afraid of the extremism in the party and the anti-Semitism in the party. I just think it's important for us to recognize that the democratic process is the democratic process. And we have to abide by the democratic process. As an anti-democratic party, as this much spending is going on in this primary, I think it's important for us not to play games with words. And I should hope that we're going to back the Democratic Party ticket. Well, many have accused El Sayed, a Muslim, of being an anti-Semite, anti-Israel, anti-Jews. For him to come out and point fingers at Karen McDonald, a little hypocritical. Also interesting, the Attorney General nominee, Ellie Savitt, has a strong history in Washtenaw County. And I should hope that the people who ran against him are willing to support him over the alternative on the Republican side. Very, very interesting. El Sayed finished it with this statement. I think it's important for us to always differentiate between Judaism, the Jewish people, and anti-Semitism. Very, very interesting statement. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Guns.